100 years ago today, the Titanic sank, killing more than 1,500 people. We have had films, miniseries, cruises, pop-out magazines. We have been treating this like a kind of national celebration. Are we going to be doing this for fatal air crashes in future? I may be completely alone in this, but I think it has been sordid and tasteless and very dull. And I hope that after today we hear nothing more about this sad story except from the driest of dry historians.
Well, the former Apprentice star and businesswoman Katie Hopkins with us today. Morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Morning. And the journalist Andrea McVeigh. Morning, Andrea.
Good morning to you.
Well, there's Mar very much giving an opinion. That's a question in itself, given his position in the BBC. But has he not got a point here, Andrea?
Are you kidding? I mean, for a start, yes, I don't think he should have given his opinion because I think he should have remained neutral on this. I am absolutely sick of people moaning and complaining about the Titanic. Either they're saying, you know, we're not recognising the dead enough and it's all about to do with commercialism and branded packets of crisps and tea bags and things like that, or else they're saying, you know, there's too much then, it's dull about the dead. I mean, for a start, I don't know how Andrew Marr can think something is both sordid and dull. In my book, either something's sordid or it's dull. It's not usually both. But secondly, the whole thing has been timelined very well. All the complainers started talking off about the commercialism of it and not remembering those who had perished. Well, it was done, it was timelined. We celebrated the fact that it was built in Belfast and then it was launched from here. Then, over the weekend, we remembered the fallen, or the dead, and I think it was very, very well done. And I said the fallen there because I think the thing about the Titanic is, and what's so important about it, it was really the end of innocence for an era. You know, it became before World War
One. But his point, of course, Andrea, is
symbolic.
Well, symbolic, yeah. The symbolism, yes, of course it's there. But Mar's point, Andrea, is why are we celebrating the death of so many people? It's tasteless.
We're not celebrating the death of so many people.
Is what Andrew Marr says.
We're celebrating the fact that it was built in Belfast. It was, and the documentary at the weekend said this, and it's been said over and over again. Harland & Wolff was the biggest shipyard in the world at the time. That's incredible. Now, it's incredible for the fact that it's in Northern Ireland. If it had been anywhere in the UK, that would have been incredible. The biggest shipyard in the world at the time. We're celebrating that. We're celebrating the feat of engineering. We're celebrating the aspiration and the vision behind building something.
Katie Hopkins,
like,
do you agree with Mar?
Then we commemorate the dead, not celebrate the dead.
You're banging on about the fact you're celebrating that it was built in Northern Ireland. I mean, this was the ship that sunk, wasn't it?
We didn't build the iceberg. That had nothing to do with us.
This was the ship that was supposed to be unsinkable, and yet this was the ship that sunk. But I completely agree with Andrew Marr. We've had movies coming out. We've had Kate Winslet all over our screens for God knows how long. We've had things in our newspapers. And should we not be moving forward now and saying, let's look to what's going on with our future generations. Let's look at new, current, exciting things. Why is it this one event we have to remember? Remember, five people were found on the Concordia over the weekend, five more bodies. Did anybody hear about that? No, it was relevant, it was recent, it was current. We never heard a thing about it. All we seem to want to bang on about is the fact that a very long time ago, a very large ship was built in a bad way and fell to the bottom of the sea.
It wasn't built in a bad way at all. Like I said, we didn't build the iceberg. That had nothing to do with us. But I think it was to do with this, the idea of the end of innocence. How did Titanic sank after the First World War, I don't think there would have been so much emphasis placed on it. But it is incredibly symbolic because obviously so many more thousands of people died during the war. So it was this idea, the aspiration, the vision of the future that the people then had at the turn of the century. And this great idea, this massive ship, this floating town, this floating city that happened, and then what happened?
Yeah,
so obviously.
But why don't we stick to what Mar was? Why don't we stick here to what Mar was talking about, Katie, which is that the events are sordid, tasteless, and dull in the context of people dying, and the over publicity that this is getting.
Indeed, and I think he makes a rather valid point when he said, you know, can we not leave this sad event to the driest of dry historians, so somebody that will tell it in a factual way? And I think that is exactly the sort of thing that we need to be saying, is let's leave it to someone who tells the events in a truthful manner and doesn't try and heap emotion on it like your other caller is when she talks about the age of innocence and a lot of other things. Because essentially, a lot of people died. it's a very sad thing. Historians will be able to tell that in a factually accurate way, and we do not need 3D pull-out versions of it in our Daily Mail in order for us to be able to remember that event in a way that is far more tasteful. You know, when we think about the fallen in the wars, we wear a poppy. That's rather more tasteful, I think, than all going to buy 3D goggles at Vue or wherever else cinemas you're going to go and watch it in order to see a film again, but in 3D. I don't consider that to be a tasteful way of national mourning.
But the Titanic isn't about the film with Kate Winslet, and I think the concert at the weekend, from Belfast,
the point Andrew
was
making
very good and very respectful and very, very tastefully done. And there were songs and readings interspaced with factual documentary excerpts. And that was very well done, which told the story of the people who died and the people who built it. And that was, as far as I know, that was shown all over the UK.
That's your impression. That isn't my impression at all. What I have is exactly what I've just explained. You can go and see the movie. Here's Kate Winslet again. Here's this picture of a ship you can show to your family. That's the impression I have.
Did you watch the programme on BBC Two at the weekend that was showing the concert from the Waterfront Hall that had Brian Ferry singing and different films? Because if you didn't see it, that's not our problem if you didn't watch that. If you just choose to watch a Hollywood movie about the Titanic, then you're the very person that you're criticising because you're saying, well, you know, I'm just watching
a
Hollywood
movie.
Let's hear again at what Andrew Marr said. And the number today, 08459 555 678. One of the most prominent broadcasters in the BBC throughout the UK holds this view on the Titanic coverage.
100 years ago today, the Titanic sank, killing more than 1,500 people. We have had films, miniseries, cruises, pop-out magazines. We have been treating this like a kind of national celebration. Are we going to be doing this for fatal air crashes in future? I may be completely alone in this, but I think it has been sordid and tasteless and very dull. And I hope that after today we hear nothing more about this sad story except from the driest of dry historians.
Here's Thomas on One. Morning, Thomas.
How you doing, Stephen? Stephen, I think what he was saying is just completely stupid, because if you watch the Discovery Channel any night of the week, there's programmes about planes that have crashed, there's films been made about like the sinking of the Bismarck, there's Red October, the hunt for Red October, and things like that. So this happens every day of the week, maybe 20 or 30 programmes a night, every time. And the bottom line is, the Titanic sunk because of an accident. Now, everything is built to do a job, like a plane. But, I mean, a bird can fly into a plane and bring a plane down. The iceberg hit the boat. If another boat had crashed into it, it probably would have sunk. It didn't sink because of anybody's stupidity. It didn't sink because of the lack of or bad workmanship. It sunk because a 50,000-ton iceberg hit the side of it.
Here's Billy this morning. Morning, Billy.
Hi, Stephen. First of all, as I'm working and haven't heard the whole of the discussion this morning. But I did hear the English lady on there and a slight bit about what Mr. Marr said as well. Her point was that it's dry history and leave it to the historians. Nobody's interested. That's fine. That's okay. That's the way she thinks. So what about leaving all the English history, like Edward VIII taking the head off all his wives? So nobody will go to the Tower of London. Forget about all the other English kings, so nobody will go and visit Hampton Court Palace. And don't promote that for tourists, for the millions and billions of tourists who run to London every year, spend their hard-earned dollars and yen and all the rest of it. And, you know, that's all dry history. Leave all that to the historians and don't promote that.
Well, I think what we're trying to do is just separate, aren't we, between something that's done in a very overtly commercial way, which this Titanic big remembrance celebration seems to be, because of the very time it's being remembered in, which is now, and this is the most aggressively commercial time in history,
right.
Whereas English history, going back hundreds and hundreds of years, is being celebrated in a rather more tasteful way that is neither sordid nor dull, whereas
so,
this stuff
so going down, and, going down into
dull.
The dungeons being charged for going down into the dungeons at the Tower of London to see all the gruesome things down there is tasteful.
I believe it is. It's done in
You believe it is?
Yes, because it's a tasteful reconstruction of what you actually could have seen if you were there. Whereas the Titanic stuff, pulling out a 3D model from my Daily Mail, doesn't really feel very tasteful at all.
Well,
to
that's
me.
Take
I'm not
that
sure how
up
you
the
feel.
Don't blame the whole of Northern Ireland on that. We built the greatest and biggest ship of its time in the world. We built it properly. Men died on it to build it. And because of human error, it hit an iceberg. And the human error was that the second officer on watch threw the boat over to the starboard side and tried to miss the iceberg. And the probability is that if he hadn't have done that, if he'd have put the boat into reverse and hit the iceberg head on, then because of engineering in Belfast and the build in Belfast, the boat would have stayed afloat and the people would not have died. And yes, then the Titanic would probably not have been the legend it is today.
Here's Greg next. Morning, Greg.
Belfast.
Thank you.
Morning.
Go ahead, Greg.
Good morning. Yeah, just a great comment. I just think this Andy Marsh sort of right, because I think the whole build-up, the weekend was good because the show on Saturday night from the waterfront was good, you know, commemorating it, and they should have just kept it at that instead of having all this stuff before it for a couple of weeks. And I actually blame over here the tourist board and all these ones here are hyping it up and trying to jump on the bandwagon for tourism, and I think it is a wee bit sorted, but the commemoration was pretty good the weekend. They should have just kept it at that, you know, commemorating
it. Well, when you say the tourist board's trying to jump on the bandwagon, the tourist board's trying to promote Northern Ireland.
Yeah,
they're
well,
trying
they're
to
all,
bring money into this economy here.
You can do it, and you know, but I just think it's all like, you know, what they've been doing, that concert on Friday, and the other bodies and the things last week, because we went down the events and all and stuff, and they weren't able to have a look and stuff and what at it, and it wasn't, you know, great that the light show the other week, you know, they say it was, but I think it's all being hyped up and a lot of taxpayers' money being spent.
But there's something for everything, there's something for everyone, I think. I mean, and again, the argument about, you know, the 3D pull outs in the Daily Mail, that's got nothing to us. I think the Northern Ireland Tourist Board has done an absolutely fantastic job. There has been something for everybody. I know there's been criticism about the MTV concert, people saying that's not appropriate, but for maybe 14 or 15 year olds, that is very appropriate if you're that age. Secondly, there was an absolutely excellent concert at the Waterfront Hall at the weekend, and there has been lights shows, which was very respectful. It was very tastefully done. Personally, I thought it was a bit boring. It was too tastefully done. But, you know, there was nothing glitzy or gaudy or kitsch about that. So I think it has all been very well done. Everybody in the world is talking about Titanic, and that's a great thing for us. We have to capitalise on it now. And as the slogan says, 2012 is our time, our place. We have to celebrate that. And there's too many people criticising. Why would you want to criticise people all over the world knowing that,
okay,
that it's time Northern Ireland
let me squeeze
world.
In more calls before we go to the 10 o'clock news. Billy and Charlie and Edgar. Billy first. Go on, Billy.
Hi, Stephen. My point is, it's typical English people again.
Well, it's Kitty Hopkins. Speak to Kitty.
Hi, Kitty.
Hi.
We're fed up listening here every time news go on about England winning the World Cup in 66. We've listened to it for the past 46 years. So Titanic was a major piece of craftsmanship built in Belfast. And we should be proud of that.